Yeah, Veterans Day, Tuesday, November 11th, going on here. Nice morning, sun shining on your face and 41 degrees. Get out and try to enjoy some of that. Tuesday, we got to get this thing going. Steve Dietrich in from Action Realty. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Bill.
Veterans Day happening today. Can you believe it? In 16 days and counting till Thanksgiving.
It's hard to believe.
Isn't that crazy?
Christmas. Yeah.
I know. I got a butterball in my freezer the size of a Volkswagen, and I'm thinking, okay, do I get real creative about how I'm going to fix it this year? Maybe deep fry it? Maybe turducken this year? I don't know.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, as Thanksgiving approaches, I'll keep you updated because I know you really want to know.
I do.
Let's talk some numbers here. What's going on there?
Well, they're hovering right now. You know, we're still in that 5.5 to 5.75 range, depending on which bank you're talking to. So I kind of expected maybe to see another drop coming, but it probably won't happen again until the next Fed drop, I suppose.
Okay. All right.
But you know what? I mean, 5.5 is a lot better than that 7% we were hanging around for a while. So
yeah, very true.
You know, it's okay to be out there and maybe peeking around at houses again if, you know, get requalified.
So you started in the banking business. I mean, that's where everything kind of started with you. What made you jump to real estate? I think I've asked you that before.
You know, it was kind of interesting. I had no intention of doing it. It just accidentally happened. But, you know, my wife had I was supposed to move to Fargo with Gate City Savings and take a job on the floor as a loan officer there too from Wahpeton, and Barb had interviewed for the nursing job, you know, teaching at the college at the same time, and she got offered that job. And of course for her it was no more weekends, no more rotating shifts, no more holidays, and 3 months off in the summer. And
sweet,
it's
like, gig.
And more money besides.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of decided maybe we better stick around here because of that thing. And then, of course, Chuck Nash had owned Heritage Realty at the time and kind of came over and said, I heard you were moving and I need you to come over and work for me and whatever. And now Barb was going to stick around, so I jumped ship.
Well, we're glad you stuck around, Steve, let me tell you.
I've enjoyed it. I really have. You know, and just real estate, I guess, is it's been my thing, I think, and I've enjoyed it all.
You've had a good career.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that many years went by that fast.
Yeah, you're talking to the right guy here, believe me.
Yeah.
So when you look at a house now with your experience and stuff and through the years, with your knowledge, how quickly can you like size something up? When somebody said, Steve, I want to sell my house, And then you go, you look at the house, you look at the property. How long does it take you to kind of go, okay, this is what it's all about?
Well, I think any realtor that's engaged right now, and I say engaged, you know, basically maybe full time at it and not a part timer. You know, if you're going through houses all the time and you keep track of what's sold at what price and things, you know, you can walk into a house and sort of just go through your mind in a hurry and go, gee, that house just sold, that house just sold. You know, what's different about this one, and that kind of a range. I think you can walk in and in 10 minutes you can come out of there with at least a range that this house should fall in. Of course, then we go back to the office and do the true market value analysis and just make sure that it comes out the same way we're thinking, and then, you know, try to establish a pattern for pricing.
So this is a question too, is probably pretty obvious, but first time you pull up to a house that you're going to sell, or it's a prospective seller, and what do you see? What do you look for on the outside? Where are the first couple things?
Well, for me, it's siding, windows, and roof, you know, are the three quick things. Because, you know, like I always say, you only get one chance to make a first impression. And
that's
typically
true.
The exterior is the first impression. If your outside is decent, you know, it doesn't have to be picture perfect. But, you know, a lot of good bones, let's put it that way, about it. It's going to draw the people inside.
All right.
You know, and so you get started on a good note. But if, you know, they drive by and, you know, the yard's not taken care of and, you know, siding needs a little work or painting and all this stuff, you know, a lot of people just kind of make a judgment call that the inside's going to look the same way and they just don't even call on it. And so, yeah, exterior appearance and appeal is important.
All right. We're going to cover what you look for inside next week. New listings. Anything coming in?
Yes, I have a couple. I guess you'll have to stay tuned. They should be on the market between now and Monday. And, of course, I've got people sort of lined up to look at these, and if they like this house, then there'll be another one for sale for them. And, you know, you just kind of go down the line, and one could trigger two or three more to show up out there. And okay. And so right now, I guess I'm personally a little busy, and that's okay. I like it that way.
All right. My final question, you and Barb making checks mix this year?
We are.
All right. I'm a little early with that, but just dropping a hint there.
Steve. Yeah, no problem.
Always great to talk with you. Talking real estate with Steve Dietrich here from Action Realty. And people thinking of buying, selling, they got any real estate questions, just stop in or give you a call, right?
Yeah, we'll do what we can to help you out.
All right. Steve Dietrich, thanks so much for stopping in. It's 9:14 here, the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.